Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, welcome to Lilydale Radio here in downtown Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in tonight's show to talk about different subjects or your experiences, but maybe I can tonight tune into a little bit of a situation that you may have at this time. And the phone number to phone in is 818-739-8818. That is 818-739-8818. Well, here in Lilydale, we have our first snowfall. Okay, and if you live around Western New York, you know what that can mean, but I think we're all going to survive it. But Lilydale is also called the City of Light. So it does not matter if it's snowing or raining or sunshine, or it's always a lot of light here. There's always a lot of light here. And so Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. And in the summertime, we have a summer program where we have approximately 250 different workshops. And literally, people from around the world come here to take classes and to learn how to develop their higher self, how to communicate with their ancestors who have passed on in an intelligent way, taking away the foolish superstitions about it and also the ignorance. So here at Lilydale, we teach you what I like to call intuitive intelligence. So, for instance, there are some people who are not very good in the academic studies, and there are some people that are not very good in the intuitive studies. What I'm trying to say to you is it's literacy. It is literacy. So just like there's academic intelligence, you could say there's emotional intelligence, physical intelligence, financial intelligence. There is also something called intuitive intelligence. In fact, let me put it in the words of Einstein, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. So Einstein goes on to say that it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. It could be no other way. This is not philosophy, it's physics. It's physics. So, spiritualists also talk about something called natural law. So in the Bible, when Jesus said, whoever therefore shall break these commandments and teach other men so, they shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And how we understand that, literally, to put it in a way that Western minds can understand it, whoever therefore shall keep the natural laws of God, because that's how God thinks, shall experience great things in the kingdom of heaven. So where is the kingdom of heaven? Well, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. And so do you not know that you are made in the image and likeness of your creator, the one who created the parallel universes with multidimensional galaxies, the stars and the planets and everything that's within it? Whatever you're looking for can only be found inside of you. I'll say that again. Whatever you're looking for can only be found inside of you. So we have great philosophers like the different Greek philosophers that say to you, know thyself. Socrates said, know thyself. And I always like to ask the question out there of people who are listening, who are actually listening right now in Australia, in England, and all over North America, to Journeys of the Light here with John White at Lilydale at the City of Light. Okay, so if you'd like to phone in at 818-739-8818, I'll say it again, 818-739-8818. So we like to teach you how to become intuitive literate, like we were saying. And I always ask the question of my students, do you know of any spiritual master teacher who never meditated? Because when you meditate, literally, you go into the right side of your brain, you produce what is known as alpha, theta brain waves, and you enter into a state of awakefulness. Now, the word Buddha means to be awake. And so we help people to awake their consciousness. And when you awake your consciousness, you begin to awaken what is known as the gifts of the spirit. And why do we call them gifts of the spirit? Gifts of the spirit is things that were given to you before you were born. And so the gifts of the spirit that it talks about in the Bible and that we practice here at Lilydale is the gift of the ability to discern the spirit. And that literally means mediumship. Being able to tell what angel, what being, or what spirit is around you and what their intent is. And then, of course, the gift of prophecy. And the gift of prophecy is talking about future possibilities. Just like in the early Christian churches, they would stand up and give prophecy and use the gifts of the spirit. And then, of course, there is the gift of healing. There is the gift of knowledge. There is the gift of wisdom. And so we have all these different spiritual gifts, and we teach these spiritual gifts here at Lilydale. These are all natural and normal spiritual gifts. Do you realize that all the Bibles in the world, we're talking about the Bible as we know as Christians, but also the Hindu Bibles, the Quran, and all the Bibles of the world were written and practiced by people who use these different gifts of the Spirit. So we want to welcome on board our producer. How are you tonight, Joyce?
I'm great. Thanks for asking, John. And actually, we have a caller, Monica from Texas. And Monica has a question regarding the last days that her mom was here in physical. She's passed on in spirit. Monica, can you hear us?
Hi, Monica.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. Very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, what was your mom's name, Monica?
Her name was Arcelia. Arcelia, first name, Tobar.
Okay.
And
well,
November 9th, she
passed on November 9th. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, well, what I seem to be tuning into, now, listen, the difference between psychic ability and mediumship, in order for me to get a good connection with your mom has to show up. I can't make that happen. I hope you understand that, okay?
Yes.
But what I am getting about your mom is some of the physical sensations that she went through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a man here that feels like he met her on the other side of life when she left. Is it true your dad's passed on?
I have not seen my father since I was 6 years old, and I'm late 30s.
Okay, well, where is he?
He's in Texas, but I have no idea where. I have no idea.
Okay. Now, just a moment here.
Don't communicate.
When I was trying to tune into your mom, there's a man that met your mom on the other side of life. Okay, when she passed on. Is it true? No, just a moment here, Spirit. Is it true that your mom loved animals?
Very much, yes.
Okay, because now it's coming clear. I'm getting a feeling, this may sound unusual to you, but a bunch of beautiful animals, your mother's pets on the other side of love, met her after she passed on, okay? And this must be her dad that met her when she passed on.
Now, your mother's talking about your brother. Do you have a brother?
Yes. Don't communicate. Oh. I don't know where he's at.
Okay, well, your mom just wants to acknowledge your brother, okay? Okay, now, see, the more we talk, the more we get. And I do really feel as though I have your mother's, you have your mother's presence here. And one of the impressions I got with your mom is I got a feeling that it's almost like she, like her body went to sleep on her, but she was conscious inside of her body. It's like being in a trance or being like in a deep hypnotic state where your mom felt and heard everything around her, everything that was going on around her. She heard it and she smelled it and she sensed it, but she was in a deep state. And I feel as though really she was in a deep state of bliss. Okay. Now, your mom says that you have already felt her around you. Is this true?
I think so, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you know, the only thing is that sometimes it's hard for us to tell the difference between trusting. So when you say you think so, try to, and this is for the public out there listening, try to tell us what you think you felt if you did feel your mom around you. You hear the question?
Yes.
So what did you, when you say you think you felt your mom around you, what did you feel, honey?
Okay. Well, her things in her bed, like they move, they flip, or the heater turns on, and that's what I've seen. Oh, like her jewelry, it says mom next to her pictures. I've seen it move, and when I pray to her, they move while I'm standing.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That, you know, I do really get a feeling that your mom's at peace right now. Okay? You know, now the longer your mom's on the other side of life, the younger she is going to become, because your mom is now living in a world where time doesn't exist, so therefore age doesn't exist. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now your mom's fine, okay? Your mom's talking about loving the music. Now, this may sound unusual to you. We show up at our own funerals. Did you feel your mom at her funeral?
Her service is this Friday. It's going to be really beautiful this Friday. It's coming up.
Okay, well then this is what's going to be. You will feel your mother's presence there. I think your mom already knows what the music is, okay? So beware of your mom. Now, your mom also, I'm not very good with perfumes, but your mom wore some type of fragrance or perfume. And I get that feeling. And I don't know, when I think of your mother, I think of lilies. But I seem to think of lilies. Do you know why I would think of lilies when I think of your mom, honey?
Why, please. Why?
Pardon me?
Why? What does that mean? I mean, that is beautiful.
No, I'm asking you. Your mother seems to love lilies. Okay.
She never told me. But
well, guess what? Now, don't be surprised if there's a bunch of beautiful lilies, because the funeral you're saying hasn't happened yet. Don't be surprised if there isn't a bunch of beautiful lilies there at the funeral.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So that's a sign from your mother that she already knows what's going on. Okay. And I feel as though your mom's at peace. And thank you very much for calling us tonight, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So when we pass on, now this may sound unusual to some of you, we actually do show up at our own funerals. And if you have any stories about going to a funeral of your family or friends, and if you felt the spirit of the person there, guess what? We'd love to hear it. So let me tell you a story about, since I am a medium, is that I went to my mother's funeral many, many years ago, and it's a little bit of humorous, but sometimes when we sense spirit very quickly, we always say foolish things. We don't know how to react. So there is my mother standing in front of her casket. She's a beautiful lady. She's all dressed in white, and she's passed on. And you know what I say to her? I say, Mom, why don't you come back later? There's more people coming. Well, what a foolish thing to say, but honestly, when we see the spirit very quickly, we say foolish things. And another experience I had, I remember when my dad passed on, I went to visit my home where he grew up also. And I remember him just feeling him walking in the hall upstairs. And I remember saying, "Dad, what are you doing here?" And so if you have any experiences, very simple experiences like that, we love to hear them. Here's another experience that I saw, or I had experienced. And again, here at Lilydale, there is about 50 mediums who work here. And you can come here into Lilydale, and you can communicate with your ancestors who have passed on, and you can receive education. Well, the story goes something like this, that my Uncle Kenny passed on, and, you know, he drank just a little bit too much before he passed on. And I get a feeling that what happened with him is that, you know, he died pretty young. And so there he is. I'm meditating in Toronto, and I'm doing what is known as a Vipassana, insight meditation, silent retreat. And all of a sudden, I slip into the lucid dream. And a lucid dream is a very special mind state where you become very conscious inside the dream. It's a form of mediumship, actually. You've heard about different biblical people in the Bible getting visions during their dreams. Okay. Well, we also, that's one of the gifts of the spirit that mediums do experience. And so anyway, here's my Uncle Kenny standing in front of the door, and he's looking around 23 years old. He's wearing this beautiful bright red sweater, and he's vibrant. He's vibrant. Now, remember when he passed on, he was ill. He was very weak. He could hardly walk. He was in his later 70s. And there he is holding this little blonde dog. Well, guess what? 3 years later, my daughter desired a dog, and we found that dog. So the dog that my Uncle Kenny was holding in his hands was actually the dog that came into our life 3 years later. And we named that dog Jemmy. Now, Jemmy basically was one of the dogs that my mother owned before she passed on. Yes, it is true that our pets and our animal friends also pass on, and they're with us and they come back. You'd be surprised how many people who come to mediums and mystics like myself and want to communicate with their dogs. Okay, Joyce, how's it going? Okay.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, one of four Lilydale online radio stations. This is Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. If you'd like to call in with either a question or to share your story of a spiritual or mystical nature, give us a call at 818-739. Again, that is 818-739-8818. Now, Lilydale, aside from the radio shows that just started this September, has programs and classes and church services all year long, not just in the summertime. So on Sundays, we have church services that start at 10:30 a.m. One of them is in the Healing Temple, and the other is in the Assembly Hall. Then at 6:30 p.m., we have another church service right outside of the gate at Fellowship of the Spirit. And, of course, if you've ever been to Lilydale, you'll recognize it right away from the purple awning. And on Friday nights, we have a development class with Judith Rochester, and that is at 7:30 p.m. And then Saturday mornings, there is both Qigong and yoga, gentle yoga. If you want more information about that, you can log on to lilydaleassembly.com. And, of course, there is healing. That is a free healing service every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And the healing service not only includes the free healing, but also messages from spirit. So in addition to all of those services, there are classes periodically that happen. So you just want to check on to the website, lilydaleassembly.com.
Okay, thanks, Joyce. Joyce is our beautiful host here at the City of Light on the Journey of Light. Here we're talking about gifts of the spirit, and the young lady just phoned me from Texas, And we were able to communicate into her mother and how she felt, and that she was with her dad, I believe. That's the spirit that I felt. And also the beautiful animals that her mother has joined that had passed on before her. And yes, we were saying that our animals pass on also. And for those of you who are animals lovers, you would understand the deep bond between you and your beautiful animals. So here at Lilydale, we teach you what is known as the gifts of the spirit. And why do we call them the gifts of the spirit? Well, we call them the gifts of the spirit because they were given to you before you were born. It's a gift. Remember the Einstein saying, the intuitive mind is a gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so when we meditate, we awaken those gifts of the spirit. That means we slip from our left rational brain into our right brain. And when we're in our right brain, what happens is that we begin to awaken our intuition and we start having clairvoyant experiences. Which means very clear mind pictures, clear audience, hearing intuitively. Sometimes some of us taste, smell, and also we feel. And so we encourage you to awaken those gifts of the spirit. And here at Lilydale, we help to remove all the foolish superstitions around it. It is normal and natural for you to be intuitive. It is normal and natural for you to be intuitive. Okay, and so we have an email, so you can email us also here, and Sarah from Alabama, okay, and Sarah's asking, do you see me moving, and where? Okay, let me go visit you you first. Well, I'm not really sure where you're going to move at this time, but I seem to get a feeling as we go into the month of February with you, you're making very definite plans. And then as I go into the springtime, I seem to see you registering in a different state, getting a different license, getting a different a license plate number. Now, I can't say for sure that you're moving to Pennsylvania. You'll say, oh, my God, no, I'm not moving to Pennsylvania. But I am seeing a Pennsylvania license plate around you. So that's our little message to you tonight, Sarah, about moving. You see, when people phone in, they not only ask questions about their loved ones who have passed on, and of course they ask questions about, you know, what is my purpose in life and what am I moving and who is the love of my life. That's normal and natural because we want to know, get to know all those things. And a person who is intuitive has a little bit of an insight on those things. And so we were talking about you developing your own gifts of the spirit, okay? And when you develop your own gifts of the spirit, you are having access to what we call your higher self, your higher self. And so how's the evening going, Joyce?
Great. Actually, we have another caller from the Buffalo area. This is Ellie. And Ellie was kind of curious about some spiritual dynamics at play, or she's wondering if they were. And she had kind of a difficult week last week, and then suddenly her luck turned around at the bingo table, and three different times she smelled flowers, and nobody had any flowery scent, and she thinks basically spirits was blessing her. And Ellie, did I get that about right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Ellie. Now let's try to refine it. Did you feel a male or a female energy helped you, or do you feel it was somebody in your family who's passed on, or do you think it was an angel?
I don't know if it was an angel or if it was my mom.
Your mom. I think I'm suspicious. I think it's your mom. I think it's your mom. Okay. Do you have a son? You have a son, honey?
I have a son.
Okay, because I'm actually, whether you know it or not, I'm in tune with your mom right now, and she wants me to tune into your son. May I tune into your son? Just say your son's name to me, please.
Manuel Bracero.
Okay, and where does he live at this time?
He lives with his girlfriend.
Okay, good. Now, no, what state, I should say, what state does he live in?
In Buffalo.
Okay, let me go visit him. Okay, well, this is just your mom's opinion. Your son's basically emotional, a little bit too young to make long-term emotional decisions about relationships, okay? Your mom's saying that she's very happy that he has found someone, that he's learning a lot, but he's still very emotionally young to make long-term relationships, okay? Make decisions mm-hmm. in long-term relationships. Okay, good. Okay. Well, this sounds funny. Yes, honey.
Go on. My mom died on the 4th, 14 years ago.
Okay.
And my son had a set of twin girls on the 4th.
Well, that's beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I want to ask a silly question. Why do I see shamrocks around you? Are you Irish?
Irish and German.
Well, it's the well, let's blame your luck on the Irish, honey. Yeah, let's blame your luck on the Irish, okay? And your mom, obviously your mom. Okay, you know, I can do this. If you want me to, I could tune into your son's twins. Say one of their names to me.
Charlie.
Okay, let me go visit Charlie. You know, as I'm tuning now, this is future possibilities. As I'm tuning into Charlie, I'm seeing computers around him. I'm seeing technology around him. As time goes on, I also get a feeling of
it's
sport.
It's a girl.
But it's a girl. Well, it doesn't matter. It's that male energy that I sense with Charlie. And I see sports
okay.
with her, and I see computers around her. I don't know. It's something to do with aviation in her future. I really do feel that. Okay? So if she
mm-hmm.
is a girl, of course she is, she's just going to be a little bit aggressive and outgoing. Okay.
Yeah,
and what is
the other one is Corinne.
Okay, Corinne's all of a sudden I felt Corinne dancing. Okay? And I got a feeling of, it's actually very, very intuitive and may also have perfect pitch as far as music is concerned. So that's what I feel about. That's what I feel about that little girl of yours. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another question I have is, like, they come to me when I'm sleeping, the spirits, and I don't see them during the day, and they only come when I'm down at night. I mean, I smell
okay.
the scent around me, but as for, like, during the day, I don't feel them around me. I only feel them at night, like they wake me up.
One of the reasons why that is that, so when you're at night, you're producing basically theta and delta brain waves. So that's deeper brain waves, okay? So that means you're in,
mm-hmm.
that's what happens when people who meditate, they leave one side of the brain to go into the other side of the brain. So when you're sleeping at night, you step out of your ego mind, you step more into your spirit body, and that's why you sense them at night. So do you feel as though you receive good messages from them at night sometimes?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's
they
just
don't,
absolutely
they haven't good. Talked to me. They haven't talked to me yet, but like my mother, I see her holding a little girl. And something told me to go play my granddaughter's birthday, and it came out straight and like the lottery.
Beautiful. Now, let me try to help you with that. The message is in the energy. I'll say that again. The message
okay.
is in the energy. And so if you can, and it's called the clairsentient ability. And you feel, they think at you by, they communicate with you by thinking at you. And you'll get the thought in a feeling, okay?
Okay.
So, yes, they do talk to you, but they talk to you through your clairsentient ability, through your feelings. That's really good. And thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Okay.
You are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of four radio shows here at Lilydale. If you want to call in to ask a question or to share a story of a spiritual nature, the number is 818-39-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818.
So I believe we have Jane who sent me an email. And Jane is simply asking me, it's kind of a general question, but is there good news or bad news? So it's a little difficult for me to tune into that.
She sent an email asking, she said she's expecting some news later this month, and do you see it being good news or bad news?
And what is the subject? Okay, let me tune into Jane. I feel safe. So the only now, I can only give you what I get. So I feel safe. So safe to me feels good. Okay? Safe to me feels good. All right? And I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm seeing you putting on new clothes, buying new clothes. I see you being happy. I see you being... just being more upbeat, kind of like stepping out of your little bit of depression that I feel as though that you've been in. So Jane, I do believe that news is good. Now, see, Jane, we never give you a glib answer, okay? So anyways, Jane, I do feel it is good news. Okay, thank you. And so we had a young lady falling from Buffalo just now. She says that she feels her mom around her in her dreams sometimes at night. And her mom told her, gave her an impression, I should say, to go play at bingo and win something. Well, let me tell you a secret, but we can't do this all the time, but I got to tell you a secret. 2 weeks ago, we're living in Buffalo here, and we live close to the Canadian border, and we went to the casino. Yes, we went to the casino on the other side there, the Canadian casino, and my girlfriend and I were enjoying my birthday there, and there was this lady playing a machine, and I felt, oh, my God, I said, this machine is hot. It's one of those one-armed bandits, okay? And the lady left the machine, and I told my girlfriend, hey, go play that machine right now. And she wouldn't play that machine, and she put $2.50 into it, and she just won $750, just like that. Now, we can't make that happen all the time, but I've had experiences in my life where I've had feelings about certain things and with horses and different ways of getting money in that way. Now, we don't make a habit of it, but sometimes it does come through, okay? So if there's any out there of you that have any stories about winning something or feeling about winning something and actually came through, yes, you know, the rest of the people here in England and Australia and here in North America, yes, would love to hear about it. Okay, now in a little while we're going to say a prayer because here at Lilydale we really do believe in the gift of healing, and like Joyce was saying, that every Sunday night at 7:30 in the Healing Temple here you can go for healing. So in a little while I'm going to say a healing prayer. Hi Joyce, what's going on?
Well, we have a call from Kelly. Kelly is in the Buffalo area. She's actually one of the members of our church here at Lilydale. And she has a question. This time of year, during the holidays, a lot of people are, they experience depression because they've lost loved ones. And Kelly also lost someone very close to her, her father. And she can't feel him around her. And she really is hoping he is around her. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I am, Joyce. Thank you.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm loving your show.
You're welcome, honey. Okay. When did your daddy pass on?
Well, today, a year ago, we unexpectedly took him to Cleveland Clinic via ambulance, okay. And he was diagnosed with a rare disease that affects 1 out of 1 million people, and he passed on January 1st.
Oh, okay. And you never feel him around you?
I do. It's just this last few days since the full moon, I've just really been feeling absent of him.
Okay, I understand that. You know, sometimes, some people believe in, you know, the time of the full moon, you know, things get kind of very emotional. And when we get too emotional, sometimes it blocks the intuitive mind. Okay? But I do feel your father is around you. Here's a silly question. I'm smelling an aroma when I think of your father. Was it your father that smoked a pipe, or is this somebody else?
No, he did not. I can't think of anyone who did.
Well, I'm not smoking a pipe. I'm smelling a pipe. Okay. Now, you may think of that after we get off the air, so let me just tell you anyway. And I get a feeling it's on his side of the family. I seem to be getting things through smell tonight for some reason. Do you remember a father? Did your father use any shaving cologne?
He wore a distinctive cologne.
Yeah, I'm smelling. I can't name it, but I'm also smelling that. Okay? I can't name it, but I'm smelling that. Now, it is very possible that there you are. You may say, oh, well, I want to see my father. I want to feel him. I want to hear from him. But, you know, you may get a specific aroma from him, that very distinctive aroma. Okay? And since we got that spontaneously, I would look out for that. Okay? Now, it's not going to happen when you're thinking about it, because your thinking will get in the way.
Right.
All right? Because, you know, there's an old saying that, being intuitive is not a thinking exercise, okay?
Right.
I do believe your father is around. And, you know this, when we think of people on the other side of life that we love very much, and we're very sincere in our thoughts when we think of them, they feel our presence. And I believe your dad's just waiting for the appropriate time to come around you, so that you may also feel his presence. Okay. Was there any other questions that you would have tonight, honey? I get depressed also sometimes. It's normal. It's part of being human. Okay.
Right.
And we go through that, but the good news is that, you know, it's possible for us to be alone, to be lonely, be depressed. But I want you to know something. It's impossible for you to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, and the angels that walked around you and tried to inspire you, it would blow your little mind, honey. That's how much you're loved.
Thank you. I have been feeling depressed, and your show helps. And I want to just tell you that about, maybe 4 weeks ago, I was listening to your show, and I was just about to have a conference call for a business meeting, and I knew I was a little too anxious, and you went through a meditation, and then right when it finished is when I got the call for my meeting, and I went into it very clear-headed. So I want to just thank you for that and for all that you do.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, Kelly. Thank you, honey.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, now we said that we were going to do a healing. So if you can, just simply close your eyes and focus your mind. And this is one of the healing prayers that we say here at Lilydale. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds, and to restore us to perfect health. We ask this all in sincerity and honesty, and we will do our part. Now, use that beautiful intuitive imagination of yours. Ask yourself, what is the color in my mind of the healing light at this time? So what is the color of a healing light at this time? And you'll get an impression of a beautiful color. Ask yourself, what is the sound of healing at this time? And you'll get an impression of a sound. Aromas and fragrances. What is the sense of the aroma, the fragrance of healing at this time? and you'll get an impression of a beautiful aroma around you, a fragrance. And then you can ask yourself, what does it feel like? What does healing feel like? And also, if there's someone out there that you would like to send healing to, we ask this great unhealing, healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds and to restore us to perfect health. And we also ask this healing to go out to our friends and our family members at this time. And for those people who may be feeling a little depressed because they're not able to be with family, or if they have lost family, they have gone on to the next world. So just feel the healing light around you. Feel the healing light around you. Let me just say this healing prayer as you are focusing on that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, because I am living in the house of the Lord forever. Okay, so we hope that you have received that healing, and thank you.
You are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of four Lilydale radio shows where you can call in, ask a question, share a story of a metaphysical, mystical, spiritual nature. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And we actually have a caller, Carol from Florida. Carol is a big fan of Lilydale. And she is a spiritual seeker, and she wants to know, how does spirit feel about her development? Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Joyce. Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Thanks, Carol, for calling. Carol, do you know who your spirit guides are?
I have an idea. I know
Good.
Of one.
You know of one. Okay. Do you meditate at all? Do you meditate? Good for you, because that is the foundation. Okay. You know, when I'm thinking of you, I see this beautiful color of pink around you. And I'm actually feeling what I call, it feels like a spirit guide around you. Now, you also have spirit guides around you that seem to be around people who practice some type of Reiki healing or healing. Do you consider yourself a healer also?
Yes.
Is that a yes or no, honey?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
I
because
do.
I see the color pink. I see the color pink around you. Now, I'm also seeing what I would call an Asian teacher around you, and the Asian teacher is coming in the form of a Kuan Yin, which is a being of light around you, and I'm also hearing Raphael, the angel's energy around you too. And when I think of that color, I hear the name Raphael around you. And they're talking about how you're beginning to counsel other people. Are you counseling other people at this time?
I do that a lot. I've been doing that for a long time.
Okay. Well, you're going,
yes.
You seem to attract people around you who are very needy emotionally, okay? And you seem to be very good at helping them. Yeah, yeah. I get a feeling of Raphael, the angel, working with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm also seeing into your future as far as your spiritual development is concerned. What I'm sensing with you, I'm seeing degrees. You could say spiritual degrees that you have not received yet. Okay, so I definitely feel there's further education for you. And I actually saw you standing up in a church and giving messages. Do you do that yet?
I have in the past. I'd like to do it again. Yes.
Okay. Well, remember when we're talking about future. Now, listen, your future is a byproduct of your thinking. And if you do it, if you are very sincere, then obviously the angels are preparing a way for you to be able to do that with you. You know, they're telling me, I seem to be tuning into your throat chakra. Yeah, your throat chakra. And your throat chakra basically represents the art of communication. So you really are a very good communicator. I definitely have to say that about you. Okay. And I'm also seeing sometimes when you're working on people, your hands sometimes will get very wet, or sometimes they'll get very cold. Sometimes they'll get very hot. And that's simply the healing energy that's moving through you. Okay? And I want to say something to you also.
You know,
your ancestors on the other side of life are very happy that you're doing this type of work. Because, you know, the intuitive language that you are using is the language that they speak on the other side of life. And so there's always one in the family that kind of continues the spiritual development, okay? So let me say this to you very clearly. Your family on the other side of life is very happy that you're continuing this work, because you're the chosen one in your family tree to do that, okay? And thank you very much for calling us tonight, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so here we are in the city, of light with John Lightden. And who do we have now, Joyce?
Okay, we actually have an email from Amy. Amy's from Connecticut, and she actually has a very serious topic. Her beloved dog, who she considers family like a child, has cancer, and she's doing everything she can to help the dog. The dog is doing pretty well. Doesn't seem like she has cancer, but she does, and she's anyway going to Florida to seek alternative treatment. And it's going to be pretty costly. She's going to go for a long time. And she wants to know, do you see that being worth it? Or do you see any kind of therapy that would be helpful for her dog? Her dog's name is Lexi.
Okay, Lexi. So let me tune into Lexi. Okay. You know, the treatment that's really helping Lexi is your love for Lexi. Your love for Lexi. Okay. So Lexi knows how much you love them, and I can really feel that they're responding very much to your love, okay? And Lexi doesn't want to go anywhere. That means Lexi does not want to pass on to the next stage of life until you're ready to let her go, okay? Now, I get a feeling that if you do decide to go to Florida to get to go see those people that are going to help you with a beautiful child, Lexi, your dog, I feel as though it will help her, okay? But the real reason why Lexi is still here is because of your love, and she's here to guide you, okay? And that's the message that we get, honey. Okay, thank you very much. And actually, I'm looking at these beautiful healing hands. As I'm talking about Lexi, so yes, sometimes the angels come through, and St. Francis of Assisi basically was the loved one who loved animals, and I felt that energy around Lexi. And again, Lexi is receiving healing simply from your love. Okay, let me say this for Lexi. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to the little self that we are born again. That prayer is specially for Lexi from the Saint Francis of Assisi.
Okay, and also actually regarding Lexi and probably a lot of other people who have animals they're very close to, but Amy feels that Lexi in particular is really seeing spirits and intuitively connected. And so what can you share with her and other people who believe that their animals, their pets are seeing spirit and that they're tuned in to everyone around them intuitively?
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Joyce, because now a cat produces what is known as alpha brainwaves all the time. And dogs also produce some alpha brainwaves, and that's the alpha brainwaves we produce when we're meditating or when we're having fun or sleeping or being very intuitive. So actually, as I was tuning to Lexi, I don't know if it's your mother who has passed on or the lady on the other side of life that just loves you and also Lexi. And I feel that Lexi sometimes feels. Oh, and there's also some other dogs in the family that have passed on that Lexi feels around also. But you know, something else is going on with Lexi at this time, and this happens with human beings also. When our body is going through a healing crisis, the body goes into a state of protection. For instance, if a person is laying in a coma in a hospital, their intuitive mind becomes very, very sharp because it's part of survival. So as Lexi is going through this period in her life, and this is with people also who are going through different diseases, they become very intuitive. And because it's part of the mechanism of survival and protection. So I know Lexi and also the other people's pets out there are feeling that extra intuition. And remember this, when you go visit someone in the hospital, if they are in like a coma, they can feel your feelings. They can probably feel you coming, by the way. And so when you walk into the room of a person who is in a hospital, leave your stuff outside. Only go in that room if you feel positive and uplifting, because they will feel what you are feeling. Okay, very good. And so tonight we were going to have Ron Skaronski, the famous medium here at Lilydale and philosopher.
Ghost tour giver.
And Joyce, yes, the one who gives the ghost tours. But I believe that he'll be with us next week. We're having a little bit of snow here at Lilydale. And if any of you know the Western New York, you know what that's all about. Actually, Joyce and I were in India three years ago, and we're reading in the Indian paper in India, front page, that Hamburg got 7 feet of snow, and it made the Indian papers. Okay, so that's what happens around here sometimes. So God bless everybody in Hamburg and here at Lilydale. We hope we don't get it like that, but you know, sometimes we do make the news, even far away. We're very famous for snowstorms here. Okay. And so for those of you who are developing your mediumship, for those of you who are in England right now and for Australia right now and all across North America, people do come to Lilydale during the summertime because there are these constant workshops going on, and the workshop brochure will be out soon. It should be out, I would say, in the month of February. And there'll be a list of all the different workshops. And there's approximately 250 different workshops and different teachers from all around the world who come and teach here. For those of you who knew the work of Wayne Dyer, a very well-known philosopher, he came here for 7 years in a row, and he gave us beautiful, beautiful classes. And also Deepak Chopra has come here many, many different times. James Van Praagh comes here in the summertime also. John Edwards has been here. And many, many different mediums. And the Tibetan monks, God bless those Tibetan monks, they come every springtime here, and they help us to open up camp. Okay, with the little time that we have left, I would like to tune into one more person. And who do we have online now, Joyce?
Actually, it's one more email. This is from Linda. She is in Massachusetts. She's been having some difficulties over the last several months with a few things. She had a concussion and a car accident and she's also been having difficulties with her partner. And she's just wondering what spirit says, if spirit has any advice for her in general.
Okay, and her name is Linda. Okay, let me go visit Linda. You know, Linda, as I'm tuning into you, even though you've had all those problems, you know, I just really get a feeling of an attitude of gratitude around you. And I do feel as though you really do have a lot going for you. Because as I'm tuning into you, you know what? I'm not just saying this to you because I'm psychic. You're very smart, actually. And you definitely have a lot going for you. And you have an amazing career. You know, Linda, you are going to be one of the people in life that get to do what you love to do in life, and you get paid for it at the same time. Okay? Now, as far as the relationship is concerned, this is only my interpretation. I feel as though your partner is going through some situations in his own life that has nothing to do with you at this time. So I do feel things do come back. So we're asking you to be a little bit patient with that, okay? Now, I don't remember, we're not doctors, but I just got this impression about you going swimming. So you should sit in a beautiful warm jacuzzi and go swimming in a heated pool, of course. And that I feel as though that would really help you a lot. Okay, and thank you, Linda, and God bless. And if we don't hear from you, happy seasons, Merry Christmas to you, Linda. Okay, so we have a few minutes left here in the Journeys of the Light. And so, again, at Lily Dell, we're all about developing the person, developing the gifts of the spirit. You know, Lily Dell started many, many years ago. They called themselves free thinkers. Yeah, free thinkers. And and not too far away from here, there is a place called Chautauqua Institute. And it used to be called, a long time ago, it was called the Burnt Over Area. And what that means that all the different religions that are free thinkers would come through this part of Western New York. And I know you Americans know who Susan B. Anthony was. Susan B. Anthony, who was a free thinker for the women's rights suffrage movement. And she actually stayed here at Lily Dell a lot. And she got to speak here at Lily Dell when they wouldn't let her speak anywhere else. So again, Lily Dell is a place of free thinking, okay? And it is also called the City of Light, the City of Light, because we're here to help to enlighten you, to open up the light and get you to develop those gifts of the Spirit. Here at Lily Dell, we know that it is natural and normal for you to develop your intuition. And what we try to do is to take away some of those superstitions and ignorance about that to help you to develop those gifts of the Spirit. Okay. And so we're going to be... okay, thank you. That was the key that we only have 90 seconds left. But again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to us tonight. And now remember that LilydellAssembly.com, you can go into the website of LilydellAssembly.com and you could find out more of what's going on at Lily Dell. And pretty soon we will have the summer program that will be listed there on the Lily Dell site. Now, all the gifts of the Spirit are for the purpose of healing and helping people. It's all about healing. It's all about love. It's all about healing. So if you say the right thing to the right person at the right time, you can heal them right there. So with the remaining little while, let me just go over the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word, because your word is your wand. Be careful what you say to people, because you can heal them or you can help them by the power of your spoken word. And the other one is don't assume anything. We're always assuming things about people that we don't understand. There's an old saying that if you walk into the Remagens, you will understand them. And the other one is don't take things personally, because nobody does anything to you or for you that has anything to do with you. And the last one is simply be sincere. Be sincere. So God bless you, and remember that you never walk alone. You never walk alone.